كبير الحقوق.
Thank you. Qatar attaches high importance to the rights of women, children, elderly, and persons with disabled. The measures we have taken, establishment of a national committee for women, children, elderly, and persons with disability. Secondly, the establishment of a Ministry for Social Development and the Family in 2021. Many initiatives have been launched, such as the Family Ethical Covenant to preserve the family, an initiative called AZEM, which aims at raising awareness in the financial field for families and youth and combating irresponsible consumption. Another initiative was launched to develop the productive families. Another initiative aims at providing support for the first year of marriage, in addition to another initiative for marital and family life. A memorandum of understanding was signed in the context of protecting the rights of women, and that with the UN Women in June 2024. For the rights of working women, the working hours were reduced to the half for women with children, in addition to possibility of flexible work arrangements and remote work for women with children under 12 years of age. Maternal leave was enhanced, especially for women with disabled children. Working women also have 2 hours of breastfeeding daily for 2 years. To protect women from violence, the penal code includes crimes relating to violence against women, and many measures were taken, establishing a social rehabilitation center called AMAN in 2013 for the protection and rehabilitation of victims of violence, including women and children. There was also a protocol that was signed with the Qatari Bar Association to provide legal consultations. Many other apps were launched, including to provide assistance for women against victims of violence. In order to protect and promote the rights of children, we have attached attention to children and childhood, and we have taken several measures. We finalized a draft bill on the rights of children. It includes raising the minimum age for criminal responsibility in accordance with the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Secondly, consultations took place between Qatar and UNICEF for protecting children and the family. With regards to the rights of the elderly, a number of measures were taken by the state. A center called Ihsan was established for the elderly. It provides health services and psychosocial support in addition to home care. A worker who must provide nursing care for one of his or her parents is also given paid leave. There are draft bills under review. The speed of the speaker does not allow to enumerate all of them. A number of rehabilitation centers were established for persons with disabilities. For example, Shaflah Center, the Noor Center for the Blind, a special center for the deaf. These are all extremely important to ensure social integration for persons with disabilities. We have also launched an avatar with sign language through a special website. There were measures taken to increase the employment of persons with disabilities, in addition to measures for the accessibility of persons with disabilities to the FIFA World Cup held in 2022. Other measures include launching a guide in Braille language for using the metro and rail. In conclusion, I reaffirm that Qatar will continue its efforts to protect the rights of women, children, elderly, and persons with disabilities.